Good morning. It's 38 minutes after 8 now, and I am joined in the studio by Victoria Lord. She is with the Girl Scouts organization, and she's here to tell us about Girl Scout Camp.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I'm the Southern Southeast Alaska Member Services and Program Representative for Girl Scouts of Alaska.
Very long title.
Yeah, it is. I like those long titles. They make me feel important. But, Girl Scouts is important. So there you have it. Starting next week, we have the Girl Scouts of Alaska sponsors a traveling day camp. And so starting next week, Monday, four leaders will be in Ketchikan to facilitate Ketchikan's day camp at the North Tongass Community Club. And I'm pretty excited to have them in my neighborhood, so that'll be convenient. But I want to let girls know that whether you're a Girl Scout or not, you can certainly attend this camp. It's a week long. It's for girls K through 12. The community club is a great location right there at Refuge Cove State Beach, and the club has got a nice facility to do crafts and all kinds of activities. So they'll be doing indoor-outdoor activities as well as a community service project. And it is 9 to 5 p.m. Starting Monday, June 9th, and it goes all week through Friday, June 13th. So,
what are some of the types of activities that they'll do?
There's some sort of craft project. This is my first year being involved, so I'll be there. And then they'll have some. This is camp stuff, and I'm I'm anxious to see actually what it is. The girls that go to camp have lasting experiences. I went to Girl Scout camp. It wasn't a day camp. I went away, which the Girl Scouts have resident camps as well, two in Alaska, one in the Juneau area and one in Anchorage area. But this one enables, they're going throughout Southeast Alaska. They're going to Prince of Wales, Metlakatla, Petersburg, Wrangell, Gustavus. They'll be in every community for a week. So it gives the girls in each community an opportunity to experience a little bit about what Girl Scouts is about. And there are, it's just an opportunity for kids to have days with their friends and learn about scouting and community service. You know, Girl Scouts are really about how girls can become leaders in their community and help with make their community a better place to live. So it's fun as well as service to the community. So they'll be doing, I'm not sure what the community service project is. We'll see.
Okay.
Come back. And it is $40 for the week per girl or $60 per family. So it's quite reasonable. There are scholarships available. And you know what? When those girls were selling cookies in March, the girls that sold cookies as part of their Girl Scout troops, the troop gets a certain portion of those sales as well as each individual girls. So I have girls that are like 10 years old that are paying their own way to camp through these cookie credits. And I think that's a terrific achievement. You know, when I realized that, I thought, wow, when I was a kid, I never paid my way to anything, you know, and so the cookie credits do add up, and I have several girls that are going to this camp with their cookie credits. And so the family doesn't pay anything because the girl worked and sold cookies, and now she gets to enjoy camp. So, but like I said, you don't have to be a Girl Scout to go to camp. And
but you have to be a girl.
And
what age range?
It's K through 12. 12, you know, we do have some older girls volunteering to help with the activities. So that's a role that sometimes the senior Girl Scouts get into is rather that they become aides at the camp and they help with the different projects. So depending on how many girls there are signed up. So you can pre-register online. or at GirlScoutsAlaska.org and go to the camp. Or you can show up Monday morning at about 9:45. I'll be there helping to register.
I thought you said it starts at 9.
It starts at 10.
Oh, I thought you said 9 to 5.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's 10 to 5.
Okay.
If I said that, I apologize. It is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if your child needs a ride, we're looking to carpool some kids out there. But the first day, the parents, if you haven't pre-registered online, the parents need to sign in their child.
Okay. And
girl.
Basically, you're dropping your child off and then picking them up at the end of the day.
Right. And so... yeah, and there are snacks and food. Everything's provided. So, yeah, it's a there you have it. You
okay.
can and you'll know your kid is in safe hands. Everything is vetted through Girl Scouts Alaska. So we're a very good organization. That way your girl will be safe. And, yeah, so I'm excited. And okay. I hope that if you have any questions, you can call me, Victoria Lord, and you know what, Maria? I never remember my phone number. It's 617.
Because you don't call yourself.
No, I don't. And this is the Girl Scout number, so it's 617-2160. That's the local Ketchikan number, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And if your girl sold cookies and you have questions about cookie credits, please give me a call as well. So we want everyone to be able to go to camp. It's like these activities are really important for the kids, and take advantage of it.
Okay, and we'll find out what that community service project is as well.
Yeah, I'll be back to talk to you about it later. So thanks, Maria.
All right, thank you very much, Victoria Lord. And again, if you're interested in that Girl Scout camp, you can give her a call or go online. It's 15 minutes before 9.